I'll start with an injury report. I have two injuries to report on. Mike Daniels will not participate on the field activity this weekend with the shoulder, and same with James Brooks. He will not participate because of a hamstring. With that, I'll take your questions.
What do you get out of a practice like this one? They've only seen the playbook for a number of hours and no one knows each other and all that.
Well, there's a lot to get out of today's practice. A, it's the starting point for these young men, and have an opportunity to meet with them last night. The one thing I guaranteed them was an opportunity for a clear evaluation. Obviously, every player that's here for the weekend has arrived on three different vehicles, whether they're drafted, signed as a free agent, or a tryout. So it's important to create a practice structure to give these young men an opportunity. We met extensively during the morning hours, so I was relatively happy. We had the ball on the ground five times, so we need to improve on that, and we will tomorrow. But also, there's a couple other components to today's practice. Also, we've done a couple drills that we have not done in the past that we've added to our practice structure, so it gives us a chance as a coaching staff to implement those drills and get them ready for phase three, the OTA segments when our veterans participate, and also get into the normal drills, the team drills, and get an evaluation on these guys. So practice has to look a certain way, and today's a starting point. And it's been 2 years since we've had the camp, but I was pleased with the way the practice looked today. I mean, it's never going to be exactly the way you want it. But I thought there was a lot of quality work. The effort was outstanding, and I think we'll have very good videotape to evaluate.
Mike, what were your first impressions of Coleman as a thrower and just his general awareness?
I would say that Coleman, you can see, has good arm strength. He was very anxious, excited as far as, in the classroom, speaking with Tom and Ben. Didn't spend a whole, much time with him in the classroom, but had a chance. It's like a lot of quarterbacks. His footwork history is different than what he'll be taught here. So, there's going to be adjustments there. You can see that right away. But I liked his command in the huddle. He's aggressive. He can throw it. So he's definitely a young man we're excited about having here and working with and developing him fundamentally in the philosophy that we believe in. I'm sorry?
What are the chances Mark Tyler can make the roster here around
that? I mean, we're just getting started. And it's excited to have Mark here and a number of other players. But, I'm looking forward to watching the tape. But I told him specifically last night in our team meeting that they will be given an opportunity here to get a clear evaluation and went through a number of statistics that support the fact that they do have a real opportunity. 27 of our average 45-man roster were players made up of 6th, 7th round and free agents on our last year team. 20% of the players in the National Football League last year were rookies. So it's an opportunity for all these young men. And like I told them, the drafted players may get the first rep in the first drill, but if you get the second, third, and fourth, make sure you're taking full advantage of it. Obviously, it's not going to work out for everybody here, but it's very important for them to make a first impression, which I feel confident a number of these young men have, and looking forward to watching the tape. And, we'll get two more days of evaluation, but we're off to a good start. It's a good group.
Mike, what are guys like Gurley and the guys that were on your practice squad last year who didn't get to have this camp because of lockup last year? What are those guys getting out of this?
Well, I think it was evident probably to everybody. I wanted them to see that whole group, those eight guys, stand above everybody, and I felt they did. They led the charge in the drills. Even Nick Hill just being here just through the first, 4 or 5 weeks of the offseason program, you could see his demeanor in charge. He knew the offense, competed well, so I was very pleased in all eight of the players that have been with us that participated today. I thought they clearly stood out.
Mike, you're obviously somewhat acquainted with those eight or nine guys, but a lot of these other guys you just met, were so many of them out there? It seemed like a lot of guys out there on the practice field.
Oh, there's a lot of work to do. I mean, there's a number of things that I was watching. I mean, I was paying close attention to drill work. Probably didn't get to watch individual players as much as I would like. I've learned over time, I think you're better served to do that on the video. It's important for myself to make sure the practice structure is right. And that's any time you take the field as a football team for the first time. So that's always my focus when I step out there. Yes, it'd be great to coach the quarterback a little bit and get in other things, but I'm more interested in our training environment and the way everything's structured, it's organized. We're hitting the reps, we're hitting the time targets because the time is tied to the conditioning and all those elements are in place. So, but yes, I went down and watched Nick Perry for a while, and I mean, there's definitely, you want to see some of the new guys that you've been waiting to see, but I really saved the individual player evaluation for the tape.
Mike, what stands out to you about Worthy and how can he help you?
Well, his first step, I mean, it's clearly something that was, we were excited about when we evaluated him in college, and you can definitely see that. You know, I don't like to compare players, but he has a very explosive first step, and even for a big guy. So, whether he's playing the 4-eye or the 3 technique or even the shade, I mean, he's definitely someone he's gonna be a factor inside. So, that was evident just in the drill work today. Very explosive for a big guy.
Mike, is this just a fun day for you too, as a coach? All this young talent that you get a chance to take a look at?
It's really amazing, and the longer you do this, the more you appreciate it. It really starts yesterday when they start coming into the building. They're arriving from the flights. We had 19 guys on one flight, 12 on another. It means we're really organizing our transportation efforts, so we're pleased with that. Saved a little money for our ownership out there. You'd be happy with that. So, but it was great to, when they show up, because they bring so much energy. No different when the players arrived here a few weeks ago. It's great to have the players back in the building because they bring so much energy to the workplace. As a coaching staff, you've been working endlessly waiting for this opportunity to present the new installations and so forth. And I was having a conversation about this earlier with Mike Ayers, and he was telling me about an old friend of his that was in his 80s, and he said, if you ever want to just stay young, stay as close as you can to an NFL locker room. And I think that's a great observation. And yes, this is a very exciting weekend. It's fun to be back on the field.
You were talking about the mechanics of practice. How much of that is the changes on your staff and offensive, switching around guys?
Really, the changes in coaching staff did not affect the way we practice. It's really the exit interviews, the postseason evaluation, the things you want to have a heightened emphasis going into the season. So that's really where I've always changed or adjusted the practice structure. One year we didn't perform as well in the red zone, we'll do more red zone or we'll have more red zone emphasis. So we had a number of we actually had 2 new periods that we have not done in the past before in the practice structure. So that's something that I think will definitely help us.
What are your impressions of Casey
Hayward? I'm sorry?
Impressions of Casey
Hayward? I'm glad he's here. I mean, he looks great. I think he's definitely looks very explosive through the hips. It's something I thought had jumped out on me in a little bit that I saw in the drill work. But he's an excellent athlete. So I think he's an excellent selection. And once again, we've had one practice in underwear and helmets. I mean, I'm excited about him. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not ready to if you want me to give you the personnel version, you guys all do a good job writing yours. So I'm glad he's here.
Is your guys thinking that the left side is the best place for Perry to start off?
It's a starting point. I mean, that's we played Nick Perry exclusively on the left side, so that'll definitely be the starting point for him.
What are some of the challenges that Nick and Darrell face over these next few months making a position switch?
Nick and
Darrell Worthy.
Okay. Sam, as adjustment, it's really what this time of year is for. And it's really, if you think back to last year, it's a credit to the young players that made our team. MD Jennings and down the line that didn't have this opportunity. So But this is really what this opportunity is for. And Mike Targovac, Kevin Green are excellent coaches, and I really think the transition will be seamless. But you know, having the extra time, these three practices, and going into the OTAs, you know, the 9 days on the field with those guys, keeping the rookies, you're able to keep them here 10 hours a day. So we're going to maximize that time with our players, and I feel we'll make that adjustment.
Mike, what's your mindset on Ryan Grant? Would you like to see him back?
Ryan Grant, really, I have nothing to report on where, you know, Ryan Grant's status is right now, but Ryan has been an excellent player for us, and, you know, time will answer that question.
Mike, you obviously got Saturday to be your starting center now, but down the road you'll have to develop someone. He was an undrafted guy when he came in. What's the process for him maybe doing some mentoring and can't be working with those guys? Because between Tommy and Samson, Genus, and Dietrich Smith, those guys are all
on track. Well, I'll say this. I feel very good about the expertise of the coaches we have in the center position. I mean, you look at James Campen, you know, Joel Hildenberg, you know, Jerry Fontenot. So, I mean, you got 25-plus years of NFL experience just on your coaching staff. So we feel very good in that area. And then you add Jeff Saturday. So that is definitely something that these young guys will tap into. The process has already started. Really, Jeff's just making the adjustment terminology-wise, language-wise, in his time with us so far. So, but he's done a great job fitting in with the room, and I've been really impressed with the offensive line group just as a whole, you know, all the way across. I mean, there's some big, good-looking, physical guys there, and I think it'll be a very competitive, you know, 15-16 rotation that we'll take to camp.
Is that important to be? I mean, you're always developing, draft and develop, but is it important to be developing a guy to be your center of the future?
Absolutely. I mean, we've talked about it time and time again. The offense starts down the middle. You know, that quarterback and center, their responsibility for declarations, adjustments, and is really what makes us go as an offense. So, and we really treat the center and the guard position the same. So we're always developing the core, as I like to refer to, as the guards and center because of the height and responsibility that they do have.
Like watching Nick Hill over the last couple of weeks, how long you've had him to work with, what's his arm like?
You know, Nick, you know, right away, I thought his arm strength was, you know, I thought it was okay. But having a chance to watch him in the quarterback drills and the quarterback school drills, you can see that there's definitely promise to improve fundamentally. But really, I'll tell you what, having a chance to watch Nick today in the team drills, you can see why he was so productive in his, you know, in his arena football career and his college career. He's a football player. He's instinctive. He has command of the huddle. He's a good athlete. I thought he threw the ball very well in space today, particularly on the keeps and the scramble drill that he had. So I really like what I've seen so far, Nick.
Two more.
That's a great question, but I feel that the way we initiate these young men into our program, the fact that we have a rookie orientation, we almost split the time between football and personal and player programs, probably at a 60-40 ratio, and that tells you where our emphasis is with our rookies. So I think the fact that they do have money now as opposed to down the line, this program that's been in place as far as bringing these guys in, you know, helping them get situated on where they live, you know, and really lay out their schedule so when they do start the OTAs, and this is going to be different because they stay clean through now. So they really have a foundation of just all the particulars are, you know, they're not worried about things that outside of football. And that's a real credit to, you know, our player programs director, Rob Davis. He heads that up, and Matt Klein, you know, Doug Collins, all the way through. Sherry Schultz will definitely get involved at some point if they have spouses from a, you know, family services standpoint. So we put a lot of time and energy into our players on a personal note and their families. And so I think we're definitely prepared for this new landscape.
Mike, Mike, there's a topic we haven't had a chance to talk to you about yet. Junior Seau, I was just wondering if you had any personal memories of Junior.
I did not know Junior personally, but I definitely had a chance to be around him some, you know, being in Kansas City all those years. I mean, he was just an incredible football player in San Diego, but did have the opportunity to meet him on a personal level at the 1993 Pro Bowl, and probably just echo what everybody has said about him. He was a first class guy, especially for myself, just being a young first-year coach in the league. I found him very personable and very enjoyable to be around. He had a ton of energy and obviously very, very sad ending to a tremendous life and impact that he's had on a lot of people.
Mike, when you brought the rookies in last night, they had dinner, you mm-hmm. showed them a video, get them up to speed on Packers history. What are you trying to do there when you're going through that program? You want to get them acclimated?
Well, you know, I think like any program, you have a message. So we had an opportunity to have a nice dinner up on the fourth floor, and then we had a program. We've done it every year that we've had the rookie orientation. We're usually having it in the north end zone, but with the construction, we were not able to do that. But I really liked the way it played out last night. They have an opportunity to Mark Murphy visits, speaks with all the players, you know, 59 players, and then Russ Ball has an opportunity to talk to them about the finances and what's expected from, you know, what's moving forward with their each guy's situation. Matt Klein then goes through all the administrative responsibilities. And then, frankly, last night, my message was about opportunity and really some of the points that I've already hit on. And we have a highlight film, but, man, it gets me every time because just it has a very unique ending to it. And, you know, it's like I told him, if you're here on the back of your neck's not standing up, we need to send you back downstairs because your heart's not beating. So it's exciting. It's exciting. We're just welcoming into our great organization.
Well, what is it?
What's that?
What's the ending?
Well, I mean, some things, like I say, need to stay. Why don't you ask them? See if it impacts them as much as it does me. Okay. Have a nice evening.
Mike, real quick on Daniels.
Sure.
When do you think you might be
cleared? Really can't go past, you know, this weekend. You know, obviously, we're in another week of what we refer to as phase two, which really for us is an IPW, individual position workout, as we like to refer to it here. So he may be able to go through that because there's not really any contact. So I think I'll get to see Mike on the field Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday next week, and then we'll probably reevaluate him when we have the physicals the following Monday and see if he's ready for the first OTA on Tuesday.
Do you have any draft picks who, because of their school schedule, can't take part?
No, we do not.